This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Oh my, and that was Lindi Ngonelo in A Man's World. And speaking of Lindi Ngonelo, Lindi Ngonelo is on the line. And if you want to know who is Lindi Ngonelo is a versatile pianist, musical director, composer, and an educator with a solid foundation in jazz and popular music. Her performance career spans genres such as jazz, afropop, gospel, and funk. Known for her dynamic presence both on stage and in the classroom, she has collaborated with leading artists, seamlessly integrating her distinctive style into their projects. Ngonelo remains an influential figure in South African music scene, contributing through her performance, teaching, and leadership in jazz education. In 2024, she reached a career milestone with the release of her self-produced debut jazz single, In a Man's World, further cementing her growing influence and evolving artistry in the jazz community. Her music highlight music is she is a music lecturer at UKZN. That was in between 2012 and 2023. She has a summer nominated as a member of the all female band Heels of the Head. Lindi Ngonelo. Unjani?
Ngiyakuhlani njani?
Ngisaphila. Ungizwa kahle nje?
Ngikuzwa kahle bhutom.
Okay, cool. I think going through your bio, there's so many much on this bio, but because I've witnessed you performing while you were still in the female band Heels Overhead, I think right. That's where I first the band performing, a female band for me, which was a unique yes. thing, and I was like, wow.
Right.
And then I started to get to know each and every person in the band, like, oh my right. love, and Lindi. And when you release something, I was like, wow, I need to speak to her. I've never seen a powerful house like this, woman performing, and finally we have something.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I think you know, being part of Heels Overhead for all the years that I was with them was a very important milestone in my career as a solo artist. It also just helped me to find my own sound and just solidify my identity as a musician, you know. Mm. And yeah, man, I think working with different musicians also just over the years, just being exposed to different styles and genres of music, that also helped to contribute to what I sound like now as a solo artist.
Wow. Speaking of sounding how you sound now, I want to know what right. inspired you to pursue a career in jazz.
So, you know, it's actually a bit crazy how it happened. My parents are pastors, and wow. I started going for piano lessons at the age of 12 when the church had just started. Mm. And my dad found a piano teacher for me, and I literally knew absolutely nothing about music. I started off with classical piano for 2 years, and then at the age of 14 was when I actually started with jazz and gospel piano lessons, and that was my first time being exposed to the likes of like your Hugh Masekelas and your Abdullah Ibrahims, you know, at that age. Mm. So hearing that stuff for the first time for me was so mind-blowing and just fascinating for me, and I was like, you know what, I really want to learn more about this. And I continued with piano lessons throughout my high school years. And by the time I got to grade 12, that was where I decided that this is what I want to do. This is what I feel like is my purpose and my destiny, you know, being a musician. So that's how that happened. So it was actually a blessing in disguise. I'm actually just glad that my parents pushed me into it, because it's really worked out for my good.
Wow. Being kuthiwa yini kambe kuthiwa EPK.
Yes. Yes, so, yes, that's exactly what I am.
So I want to find out, because there are so many stories, you know, around, especially with jazz musician, if you associate yourself with jazz, or you love jazz, and yes, you now you also a PK, and oh, you are right, Christian. What are some challenges you faced while learning, you know, growing up in jazz scene, and have to balance church and jazz? Because the style is not the same at the same time, and the influences as well are a bit different.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing was just the response that I would get from church people, you know, being in the secular world, growing up in church, growing up playing gospel music, and then here I am as a pastor's child, and I'm out in the secular world. I'm playing at clubs, playing at, you know, like jazz festivals and all that kind of thing, and people don't really see me in the gospel scene. So I think for me, the biggest thing was just how church people perceived me, you know. But I know that for me, it's as much as it's a passion, but it's work also. So I don't blur the lines between my principles, my values, my morals, and the work that I do. So if I'm there for work, I'm there for work, and I don't allow it to pour over into my morals, and, you know, just blur those lines.
Would you say where you grow up had an influence in your music style?
Oh yes, definitely. Having grown up in church, I think that you know, playing gospel music has influenced me so much. As a result, I actually, if there's more music coming outside of the single, I'm in the process of working on my album and just releasing that in the near future. There's a lot of gospel influence also in my music, and I think it will be very evident when one listens to the music that jazz and gospel are the two styles that I've just kind of brought together, and they kind of have helped to shape me and shape my sound.
So how do you approach your composition, composing, and what inspires your compositions?
So my approaches can be different. Hey, they vary. Sometimes I'll get a melody, and it can be so random. Like, I'll be walking in a mall, or I'll be driving to the shops or whatever, and a melody just comes, and I'll just grab my phone quickly and just record it on my phone. And then I'll add chords, and then I'll add a bass line, and then I'll add a drum groove or whatever. Sometimes I'll get a chord progression. I'll just start playing chords, and I'm like, oh, okay, this sounds nice. And I'll just think up a melody and just add a melody to it. So it really varies. There's no like one set way or pattern in which I compose the music. And just to answer the second part of your question, what influences my compositions? It's different things, really. Sometimes it could be something that I could be feeling in a moment, a feeling of happiness. Sometimes it could be a feeling of nostalgia, maybe ngikhumbulang sasemncane or something. Sometimes it could be about my parents, just feeling a feeling of gratefulness, you know. So it's different things that help to influence my compositions.
Oh wow, a good thing. I'm thinking, you know, that the performance I once saw you give on, and as you speak, I'm starting to reflect, you know. So I'm losing words because I'm thinking of that. But anyway, what do you hope your audience should take away from your performance or the offering that you just released?
My music is very much heartfelt. It's very sincere. It comes from a very genuine place. And For me, if just one person is touched by my music, is, you know, if they feel something emotionally that shifts them or that moves them, then I'm happy. So it's really a heart to heart. If I can put it like that. I just want the music to be felt from my heart to the listener's heart, and just for the music to touch them.
Nice. So in closing, where people can get hold of you if they wish to book you, and tell us more, when is the next gig, and when are you coming to Durban again?
Hey, yeah, you know, I need to do Durban. I've actually been lazy with Durban. The last time I played in Durban, I think, was 2022.
Imagine.
And I've had a few people asking, hey, when are you coming to Durban? So I actually need to make that happen. I think I will do so definitely in the coming year. I'll set aside some dates, just set aside some venues also, and come through and play. But yeah, I am Lindi Ngonelo on all my social media platforms. So that's Facebook, that's Instagram, that's Twitter and TikTok. I'm Lindi Ngonelo.
Thank you so much, Lindi Ngonelo, for taking your time and coming to MUT Radio and allowing us to have a conversation with you with regards to your music.
Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure, Buti. Thank you for having me.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.